We are on the top of Tes Amud Beis, discussing the difference between Neder and Nedava, possible Machlokas, between Rabbi Yehuda, or who, trying to understand who the author of our mission is, sounds at this point not Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Meir. And the Gemara is kind of like, not necessarily tangent, but is continuing to kind of discuss this difference between Neder and Nedava. So let's just go back to the last thing we did last time, because we didn't get a chance to fully finish it. The Gemara basically asked, Maishna Noder Delo, around the third line, Tasman base, yeah? Maishna Noder Delo, Dilma Asi Baradik Takala, Nedava Namilo, Dilma Asi Baradik Takala. Meaning, why, if the concern by Neder, right, is that, you know, it's something that Rishayim do, etc. It's something that is the wrong thing to do because it's concerned. You make a neder and then you're not going to fulfill it. You're going to make some type of mistake. So by nedava also, the fact that you've now designated the specific animal, why does that make a difference? You could still come to make a mistake. Meaning you could designate an animal to the Beis HaMikdash for a korban and then someone could misuse it. It could, you know, violate me'ilah, etc. So that's also runs a risk. So why is nedava any better? So answer the Gemara, Kehil Hazakin. Desanya, Amru al Hil Hazakin Shlomal Adam Be'olasa Koyamav. That Hil Hazakin, no one ever, you know, committed Mi'ila, right, which is using an item which is designated for the Beis HaMikdash for Chulin purposes. Right, no one ever committed Mi'ila with an animal that he used for an Ola. Why? Because Mevia Keshihi Chulin Lazara, Umakdisha Vesomech Aleha Veshachta. Because he would bring the animal when it was still just a regular animal. He hadn't yet designated it to the Azara. And then once he was there, he would be makdishit. He would say, okay, Hare Zu Ola, and he'd designate the animal now as a korban, and then immediately do smicha, and then do shechita, meaning it would just happen right away. So he's super careful about it, and therefore it wouldn't come to Lidei Takala. So look at the Ran. The Ran says, Nidava Nami Dama Asti Lidei Takala. It's like almost smack in the middle of the page, like right down the middle there. So he ran the last two words in the letter Nidava Nami. So he says, Nidava Nami Dama Asa Bali De Takala Da'af Agav Da'amah Harei Zu. Even though he said, this is it, meaning this is the Kasha, right? Even though he said, Harei Zu, Dilma Pasha Ume Acher Lahavi Yosi Mishal Shigalim. Right, we mentioned this a little bit last time, that when you make a Nidava to bring an animal, so you have three, you know, a full year to bring it. What's considered a full year? So the Shalosh Golem is a full year. So you said you're going to go to the Beis HaMikdash, then people would go on Aliyah Regel. So very often that would be the time that they would bring their, you know, they'd fulfill the things they said they were supposed to do. It'd be Kurim, you know, etc. They'd bring them to Yerushalayim. Then they're going anyways. So lots of people would go and fulfill their requirements. So you had Shalosh Golem to do so. So, but the bottom line is, you make an Adava, you couldn't, you know, something could happen. You're not able to get there, and now you made a mistake. So answer the Baraki Hilazakin. Im Amra al Behema Hamunachas be Azara Kenidvas Ksherim Nader Bekorban. Right? I mean, if you take the animal and you make it a Nidava while it's already in the Azara, so that's Nidvas Ksherim, right? That's like that's what Kosher people do, right? Sharei Ksherim Mivin Behemsan Lazara Umakdishin Osakederach Shayanoi Nehel Azakin. That's what Ksherim would do. Meaning you'd be so careful about it that you'd be extra, you know, worry to make sure that Khalila, you wouldn't have any possibility of an issue. So you'd be very, very careful. You wouldn't make an adav and then have the animal walk with you, you know, for 14 days to your shalim. So, okay. And, but someone points out, Rashi says, sorry, continue the round, Mevia Chun Lazara, Lav Bazar Mamish, right? He just points out, that doesn't really actually mean the Azara. Why? You can't actually bring chulin into the Azara. Elabib Pesach Azara. Right? Just by the way, he's pointing out the Ran that he didn't actually bring into the Azara. You can't bring a non-Hakdish animal into the Azara. So it means if we get right to the doorway, he'd be a Makdish and then he'd go in. Fine. Okay. Fine. So it says the Gemara. So continues the Gemara. Hani chanadava de korbanos. I understand Nidava by Korbanos. That makes sense, right? So fine, I understand that there's a special thing called Nidava by Korbanos. You can do it in a very special way that makes it, you know, something that Ksherim do. But Nidava Nidaziris Ma'ikil and Meimar. What does that mean, Nidava by Naziris? A Nazir is a Nazir. Whether you, a Nazir or a Nidava, it makes no difference. The language is about Nazir. And being a Nazir is the same. Whether you did it as a neder, you did it as a nedava, so it makes no difference. So what does that mean to even say that nedava by naziris? Now all of a sudden that the mission is okay with. So what does that mean? Okay, so what they mean is they're referencing Shimon HaTzadik. Why? The Sanya Amr Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik was one of the Kohanim Gedolim and one of the Anshei Knesset Gedolah. So that's why, you know, Shimon HaTzadik, they meant it. So he's called Shimon HaTzadik. Miyamai lo achalti asham nazir tameh ela echad. He says, in my life, I never ate the asham nazir tameh. Meaning an asham nazir tameh is a nazir who becomes a nazir, and then he becomes tameh. So what happens? So he has to bring a korban. And he wasn't supposed to become tameh. It's one of the requirements of being a nazir. You don't cut your hair, you don't eat grapes and grape products, and you also don't become tameh lemeis. So what happens if the nazir becomes tameh lemeis? So the answer is he has to bring an asham. Actually, not only an asham, he brings the other korban. Well, he has to bring an asham then, and then he restarts the naziris for another 30 days. Right? So it's a restart. And we're going to see why that matters in a second. But basically, Shimon HaTzadik is saying, not that he never saw anyone ever bring an asham nazir tameh, but he's saying, I never ate it. I was never willing to eat it. Except one time I was willing to eat the asham nazir tameh of a person. Which person? Pam achas ba adam echad nazir min adarim. There's a certain person who came from the south of Israel, and he was a nazir. V'ra'isiv shehu yafe enayim v'tov roe v'kavtzosav seduros lo tatalim. And he was a very handsome guy, and he had beautiful long locks. So Martilo, I said to him, Bini, Mari isa lahashchis es sa'archa zeh hana'eh. What in the world are you doing here to cut off your beautiful hair? Why would you do that? So Amar Li, Roa Haisi, La'aba Be'iri, I'm a shepherd for my father in my city. Halachti Lamalos, Mayamina Mayan, and I went to fill up water from the cistern. Vinistakalti Babavua Shali. So I saw my reflection. Upachas Allah Yitzri, and my Yitzhara got the best of me. Ubikesh the Tordani Mina Olam, and wanted to, you know, convince me basically to use my good looks to do things that I'm not supposed to do. Can you imagine? That's the only time the guy ever looked in the mirror at one time. That's pretty amazing, right? But okay, but he said, I saw that moment, and I got all caught up in my Yitzhara. So Amarti lo, as I said, Russia lama tamiska ba'olam she'eno shalcha. As I said, basically to myself, you know, why are you getting you're feeling a balgaiva now, right? About a world that's not yours. B'mishu asid the yos rima v'talan, a person who's eventually going to become, you know, dust and worms and whatever. I mean, the point being, you're going to die eventually. You're nothing. So what are you having, feeling so proud of yourself about how handsome you are? That's not appropriate. Avoda she'egalechecha l'shamayim. So avoda always means the language of a neder, right? Avoda means he's taking a neder. I'm going to cut you off. I mean, cut the hair off l'shamayim. And what scenario does someone cut the hair off l'shamayim? A nazir. That's what it means. It means I'll become a nazir now. And now, after 30 days, I'm going to have a chiyuv to cut all my hair off. So he decided at that moment to become a nazir. Okay. So miyad amadati unishaksiv arosho. So at that moment, Shimon HaTzadik says, I got up and I kissed him on his head. Amarti lo bani kamocha yirbu nozrei nazirus b'Yisrael. And he said, like you, there should be lots of nazirim in Am Yisrael. You're the right type of nazir. Alecha akasiv omer ish ki avli lindor neder lahazir nazir lahazir lahashem. And it's about you, as the Torah says, that when a person decides to take a neder to become a nazir lahashem, meaning you are the real deal, the real deal. Okay, so what does that mean? Like, take a look in the Ran. Nedava de Naziris by Ekla Meimar. Right, so the Gemara asked the question, what does it mean, Nedava de Naziris? Klomar heich sherim misnadvim Naziris. What does that mean that the Nedava of a Nazir is kasher of a ha yislahu lemechash dema asu de takala? Meaning a Nazir is still going to have the same mistake. And you could have all the right intentions and find yourself becoming tamei meis, you ate the wrong thing, whatever. It's possible, right? So why is that any different? In fact, it's definitely more risky than Shimon HaTzadik, than Hillel HaZaken bringing his korban to the Azara, right? Okay, so answer the Gemara, Shimon HaTzadik, v'lo gar sidan savrla. Okay, I mean, it doesn't say they held like Shimon HaTzadik, but rather like the story of Shimon HaTzadik. V'achi perusha, they call shenader mitoch inyan zeh. Any person who takes a neder like this, I mean, it's not like the svar of Shimon HaTzadik, it's like the story that Shimon HaTzadik told about this person, right? Right, and the point is that any person who's going to take a neder from this type of, experience, right? Kol kach kavanaso ritzuya. That's wow. That's like Hashem really loves that kavana. The lake lamechash lavoli de takala. So they're not worried, right? If the person comes from such an erlich you know, position. They're coming from such a place of kavana l'shem shemayim. So then I'm not worried about that. Okay. And what did Shimon Tzadik say? He said he never ate an asham nazir tami. Like it continues the Ran. She hischil limnos v'nitma b'meis she soser minyano. Umevi korban umona ketchila. Right, that nazir tameh is the person who, right, became tameh. So now he has to start again. Became tameh. He already started the count. It could be he had 29 days. Right, then he becomes tameh, brings a korban, and starts right from day one again. Okay, and what did he say? He said pachas yitzvi alai. Right, miher miloshem pachas kamayim. Right, that's a legend that's used in by Yaakov Avinu about Reuven. Yeah, about Reuven. And he says, you know, you were basically like so intense, right? Reuven, he made mistakes. He switched the beds. He did things by a little too impulsive, right? Ubigesh letardani mina olam, and he wanted to take me. Yitzhar wanted to take me out of the world. Leilech acharei mari nai, right? Me taking out of olam abba. I mean, to stoop me into this world and do the things I'm not supposed to do, but to take me out of, you know, the real world. Okay, and says Shem Natzak. That's what it means. Nazir lazir l'Hashem. You're a person. Shenizirasu l'Hashem Shemayim. Fine. So the point presumably is that what does it mean, nedava? It means that by nazir, it means a person who has such a high, high kavanos that, that's considered, so that person is considered a nidvas nazir. Okay. So maskifla Rebbe Mani, so Rebbe Mani says back, maishna asham nazir tamei telo achal da asli achet, kol asham os nami lo leichal da achim da asu. So he says, wait a second. He goes, I don't understand. He didn't, meaning Shimon HaTzadik was makbid to only eat, right? He only ate this guy's asham nazir tamei, and every other one he never ate, right? Why only asham nazir tamei do you not eat? Why didn't he eat? Why maybe he shouldn't eat any asham? Any asham is from a person who made a mistake, so maybe he wouldn't eat any of them. So Amale Rabbi Yona, Hainu Taima Keshein Toin Nozrin Ugushe Metamin Verabin Aleya Nimei Nazirus. Mischartin behen v'nimsu mivin chulin lazara. Okay, so Riona gets to this is sort of like the crux of the point. What is the difference between a nidvas nazir and a nidras nazir now in the end here? Like, what's this really about? So Riona says, I'll explain to you. He says, because what happens when someone specifically becomes a nazir tameh? So what happens? So a nazir tameh, he became a nazir, right? And then what happened? He said, what does he expect? He expects to be a nazir for 30 days. Right, and then he, 15 days in, right, he becomes tamei. He's like, oh gosh, right. Imagine imagine it's it's Sira, right, and you're having a hard time, and you're not, right? Or it's the 3 weeks, right, and it's like, shh, okay, and then like you're 2 days from being done, and you have to start the 3 weeks again, right. It's like it's hard. Okay, we can manage it, right, but it's a hard thing. It'd be a hard thing, and what happens, and then. So Rabin Alein Yemei Nazir, the time gets much longer than he thought it would be, Mischartin Behen, right? Now he starts to feel bad, right? That he has Charata. Now, oh, I shouldn't have done this, right? V'nim Sumevin Chul Nazara. And then, later on, when he has to bring his Korban at the end, and he brings Korbanos at the end, they're not full-fledged Korban Nazir, right? Because he... not so into it anymore. The first day, first 5 days, first 10 days, first few, okay, but now he's dragging, right? And now he's not so into it. So it's really chulin, it's not really chulin, right? But it's ki'ilu chulin because now the kavana is not there anymore, right? So take a look at the Ran. So v'rab mishum da'ashi al-achedi, this is part of the kasha, right? Shenitma, or right? Anybody who became, you know, said that nazir became tamei, so why wasn't he eating those? He shouldn't eat any korban. So kishehin ton nozrin, what happened? Kishehin mischartin amasein harayim, right? Meaning the reason why a nazir becomes a nazir, what's the reason why a person in general? There are other people besides this guy who's super l'shem shemayim. So why would a general person become a nazir? They make a mistake. They do an avera. And they do an avera, they felt bad about it. I shouldn't have done that, right? And they feel bad. So what do they do? You know what? I'm going to become a nazir. And I feel bad about what I did. I'm going to become a nazir as a way to like purify myself. And nazirus is not like I had trouble with wine per se, but it's just that, or I'm trouble with my hair, right? But it's something that it's a way of elevating myself spiritually, right? So what do the people do? People would make a mistake. They do an avera, they felt embarrassed about it. They say, you know what? I'm going to become a nazir. Fine. And in the beginning, That would be good. They felt bad about what they did. But then what happened? Rabin Alehan Yemei Nezirus. Shemin Tchila Lo Niskavnu El Shloshim Yom. Right? They only had in mind to keep 30 days. And then what happens? Now, so the guy initially made some mistake. He felt bad about it. Becomes a Nazir. Good. And he's like on the way. And then he becomes Tameh in the middle, and now he has this whole new cycle of Naziris, and now he's having a hard time. It's becoming, he didn't mean for it to be 50 days, he meant for it to be 30 days. And what happens? Mivin chulun lazara. So it says around, lav dafka, it doesn't really actually mean chulun. Right? Shekol zman shalohi tiran chacham nezirusan, lohi tiran chacham nezirusan kayemes. Rekomen osein chovalin. Meaning, as long as he didn't go and say to a chacham, hey, you know, I didn't realize this is really longer than I thought. I never would have done it, right? As we talk about it all this time, right? So he didn't actually have charata and go to a chacham to be matir his naziris. So as long as he hasn't done that, he still has to bring the korbanos. Aval ke'ein chulin kamar, but it's like chulin. Shemitoch she'ein kavanasa mitzuya, because since their kavanah is not really l'shem shemaim anymore, af korbanosayin ein mitzuyin. So meaning, right? What do we say? That's the language of ritzei in the Shemona Esrei, right? Ritzei is a language of ritzoy karbanos, right? That just like we have ritzoy by karbanos, the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants our karbanos, so too he should want our tefilos. But the point is that if I come in a way that my tefilos is not in my you know doesn't have kavana, so it doesn't have as much ritzoy. The same thing if my korban doesn't have the same you know kavana l'shem shemayim, so then it's not as ritzuya, right? And that's why Shimon HaTzadik would be careful b'dafka. The Asham Nazir Tame, guy, by the way, it doesn't mean on his, the Asham he initially brings on day 15 when he became Tame, because then he's still okay. It's the Korban he would bring at the end, really, right? Because that's after 45 days, or 50 days, or 55 days. That's when he really, at that point, that's when he loses steam, and that's when he would never accept the Korban of such a person. Right, that's what it really means. It means I would never eat the Asham of the person who had become Tame and had to bring an Asham Tame, and now at the end, he's like, you know, having a hard time. And it's probably not the same Shemaim anymore. Aval hach behach gavra shaba mina darom. But this guy, right? Leke lamecha shalachi. That I'm not worried about. Right? Shekevin shahayse kavanasa kol kach rutzuya b'tchila anan sadeh shlo nischayv. But this guy was like elevated and different. So he says, I never would eat the korban of the nazir who had become tameh. But this guy, and by the way, it sounds like this guy who was so stark, maybe he himself became tameh by accident, right? But he stayed the course. And he was okay, so he ate his korban. But the bottom line, so if you now answer our question, what's the point? The point is that when we say that neder versus nedava by a korban, so it really refers to, and in the end of the day, the kavana of the person, how strong they are, and they're like ruchnius, right? Which is very hard to measure, you know, objectively. But the point is that when someone makes a nedava by nazir. So what does that mean? It means you feel that they have the stamina to do it right. They really have the right kavana. So then they're gonna be okay. And that's what the Mishnah was referring to when it says nedava by naziris. This type of person that Shimon HaTzadik, you know, referenced in the story. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara says okay. So Iyachi afilu nazir tahar nami. So Gemara says okay. If that's true. So then it'd be, you know, the same thing should have been true. I guess the point is he shouldn't have eaten the korban of even a nazir tahor, right? So nazir tahor lo de'amude amid nafshe de'yachal lindor. No, because if the guy comes to you at the end of the 30 days and he fulfilled his naziris, what does it mean? It means he estimated he'd be okay. He was able to figure amude amid means he like was able to, you know, discern about himself. That he felt that he could do it, and he did do it. So, meaning the person comes for the normal amount and finishes 30 days. So then, Shimon HaTzadik would be comfortable eating his korban because the guy, we assume, and by the way, the fact that he fulfilled it the whole way through and didn't make a mistake. So that means the guy was really, you know, l'shem shemayim, and he was really paying attention and he was really on it. So in that case, he wasn't nervous, and therefore he would eat his korbanos too. And it wasn't something to be concerned about. So this explains this whole distinction between neder and nedava that we've explained. Gemara now, when we start in Daf Yud, we'll be you know talk all about now you know understanding this machlokas Rabbi Yehuda maybe in a different way, but we'll pick that up next week. Okay.
Don't eat it one time.